This is Allison Kieber, reminding you that you are listening to BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And around the clock and around the globe we go. And here we are on BPN Radio. I want to say Happy New Year. This is the first time for several weeks that we've had a live broadcast from Prophetic Tuesday. We're not only broadcasting live on BPN Radio, but we're also broadcasting live on Facebook Live. Just go to Dale Gentry. If you're on Dale W. Gentry, go over to Dale Gentry, fan page. We're broadcasting live today. And I have a lot of prophetic words to share. So here I am. One word from God can change your life forever. So I'm on BPN Radio Live right now from Austin, Texas. And I'm also live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. If you want to join me on Dale Gentry Facebook, you'll see me live there. I'm going to share some prophetic words. It's going to be a wonderful day. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. Good morning, America. And good morning, world. Let's pray, America. Well, I've been a prophetic voice for a number of years. Well, since 1985, I've served as a prophetic voice across America and around the world. And I've ministered to thousands and thousands of people. And so what a tremendous privilege I have every Tuesday to minister here on BPNradio.com. And now I'm ministering every Tuesday on Facebook Live. Also, don't forget one of my prophetic daughters, Allison Kieber. She's on every Thursday morning with Prophetic Thursday, 10 a.m. live on BPNradio.com, as well as Facebook Live. So welcome. Remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are with us today. And this program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Pertuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. We're so thankful for all of you monthly partners that have joined us here and are partnering with us to take the word of the Lord across America and around the world. I want to welcome cities and nations all across America that are joining us here today on BPNradio.com. It's going to be a wonderful day, and we are so delighted that you are listening here on BPNradio.com. Hallelujah. I love to hear the voice of the Lord. I love to hear the voice of the Lord. Stay tuned. Tell everybody we're live on BPNradio.com and Facebook Live.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God, and we're going to hear the voice of the Lord today. A number of you have sent in your name and your city and your state. And I have some prophetic words for you. Most of the time, I'm able to spend some time maybe praying and writing down some words for you. But today's going to be a little different day. Most of you, I just have your name, but I believe the Holy Spirit is going to speak a word over concerning you to me. Remember, if I give you a prophetic word today, it could be a now word. It could be something God's doing now. It could be a future word. Next year, 5 years, 10 years, I don't know. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard, something you've already know in your spirit, or it could be a new word. The prophet said, new things do I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So there are things that maybe you haven't even thought about that you are going to do today. I just have a confession to make, folks. I confess that I did not realize that I was going to do Facebook Live today. I thought about it. I thought, no, I'm a radio man. But my spiritual son, Ian Kieber, who is the husband of Allison Kieber, he just came by and said, you need to go on Facebook Live. He just set me up right here, and so here I am, which I believe is a prophetic word for some of you guys. I believe that you're going to start doing some things very quickly. Some doors are going to open quickly and close quickly. I could have said, no, I don't think I want to do Facebook Live. I've never done it by myself. I've always had somebody to help me and hold my hand. But, you know, you just have to realize that God is holding your hand today. And some of you are going to start doing some things that you have been comfortable. You've been comfortable with other people helping you do, but now you're just going to step out and do it yourself. And that is a word for somebody that is listening or watching today on bpnradio.com or our Facebook Live. Some of you are going to start going out and doing some things alone. And you've been feeling like, well, I've got to have them to help me. I cannot do it without their help. But I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, and you are going to begin to do that. Do you hear me, Laura? Laura from Redding, California. How about you? It's good to have you join me. Patricia from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good morning, Crystal. From, I'm not sure where you're from, Crystal. Sharita from, you're from Palm Beach, Palm, West Florida. West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm looking at my screen right now. And that's good to have you, Navin, and you're from, I'm not sure where you're from. Good to have you. Hey, Bonnie, good to have you joining me all the way from Great Falls, Montana. And I just say hello to you, Millie, from Homestead, Florida. Welcome, Catherine. Good to have you joining me today. Dustin, great to have you from Pineville, Louisiana. And also, it's good to have you joining me today. Casey, good to have you. Audrey, welcome to the Prophetic Tuesday. Anna, and from Oregon, welcome. Cheryl from somewhere. I want to say welcome to you, Rachel. Also, welcome to you, Don, from Baytown, Texas. Lisa, Lisa V, from all the way from Maui, Hawaii. There are several of us wish we maybe could be in Maui, although the weather's pretty good in Austin. I want to say congratulations to all of you Clemson fans. Gina and I were up quite late. You probably know that we're big football fans. I used to be a sportscaster. And, well, we watched the Clemson Tigers win the national championship. It was quite a ball game for all of you sports fans. So, Lisa from Maui, good to have you listening and watching today on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live. Hey, remember, all you have to do if you go to bpnradio.com and you want to listen, you remember you got to click the On button. It just does not come on automatically, but you have to click the On button. So I encourage you to do that. Dinah, good to have you watching today from Texas. And Roy from Florissant, Colorado. And Rebecca, good to have you watching today from Blairsville, Georgia. Catherine has joined us, and I'm not sure where she's from, but great to have you, Catherine. And we're going to pray today. I'm going to start giving prophetic words. Jennifer from Fort Worth, Texas, welcome. And Blessy from Louisiana, Pollock, Louisiana. Good to have you watching today. And Charlie, Charito W., good to have you watching today. We're going to pray right now. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here at BPNradio.com here on a Tuesday, the first, I guess the second Tuesday. I had a special New Year's program last week. I pray the will of God be done here today. Why don't you just put your hands on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears. Put your hand on your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me. I am ready to receive from you now. You know, in 1985, the Holy Spirit gave me a word that I was to start traveling across America. And Gene and I, we went out by faith. We did that. And I became, that very same year, I started prophesying. Even though I'd never asked to prophesy, I began to prophesy. I would go places, and I would hear a word from the Lord for different individuals, and I would see something in my spirit. And pastors would say to me, hey, would you come back to our church and prophesy some more? So since 1985, I've been giving prophetic words in churches across America and around the world to leading sports figures, leading churches, athletes, government officials. I had the opportunity to pray for the Vice President of the United States. I gave a word for the President of the United States, and so forth and so on. It's been a wonderful journey. And when I prophesy, sometimes I hear things in my spirit, and sometimes I see things in my spirit. So I just want to share some things that I'm seeing and hearing today. Well, I was praying about the broadcast today and being on Facebook Live. I began to think about how that God has opened up this worldwide ministry and expanded our ministry to be worldwide. There was at one time in 1985, I was ministering to one church in one city, one church in one city in Oklahoma City. And then God began to expand me and take me where Gene and I were ministering in cities across America, towns and cities across America, and around the world. Then I began to realize through BPN Radio, as God began to speak to me and said to me one day while I was praying, he said, I want you to go on the internet and I want you to begin to lead prayer on internet radio 24 hours a day. Now when we have a word from God, God may say something to us that does not seem possible at all. But I'm here to tell you that God, if God puts something in your spirit, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. All things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I started out recording one program and that was played 24 times a day. And then I began to realize I could go live on BPNradio.com. And with Michael Schonborn, our incredible engineer and IT person, who's a college professor, he's a genius. He helped us go live. We now have 9 people on our paid staff at Breakout Ministries that help us, and I'm surrounded by computers and cameras and what have you. So we've come a long ways. But I realize now, as we have done a survey, that BPN Radio has reached into over 170 nations, and I do not have to go anywhere. I don't have to get on an airplane today. I can minister to those of you that are listening to BPN Radio, those of watching. I can minister to all of you at the same time. That's why I like for you to put in your city and state, because it encourages me, or your nation, because it encourages me to know that I can, through this one Through this one place, one geographical location, I can minister to the nations of the world, cities all across America and nations of the world. I believe that that is happening to many of you today. And there are some of you that are tempted to go back into 2018 or 2017 or 2016. I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to go forward. It's always a challenge to go forward. I remember when Gene and I had moved from Oklahoma City to Rockwall, Texas, to work with my friend Larry Lee at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, things did not go well for a while. We were tempted to go back to Oklahoma City, to our comfort zone. And there are some of you that are listening or watching today, and you are being tempted to go back from your discovery zone back to your comfort zone, where it's comfortable. Now, I have not been comfortable up until today of doing this, doing Facebook Live by myself. But someone told me that I could do it. Ian Kieber came and said, "Dale, you can do this. Just turn on the camera and go for it." And so I am saying to some of you that you've been having other people to help you, and you're thinking, "I just can't do this alone. I can't do this by myself." But I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start, and you can finish what God says you can finish. Now, the reason we call this Breakout Ministries, because a breakout follows a breakthrough. There's, you know, David said, "I'm going to run through a troop." That's a breakthrough. And then he said, "I'm going to leap over a wall." That is a breakout. So some of you have been running through troops and trying to do it, trying to make it happen, but you need something supernatural. And that's what happens in the prophetic. In the prophetic, it takes you into the fourth dimension. It takes you into the dimension of dreams and visions. I never knew, never thought, raised in a little town in Comanche, Oklahoma, I never dreamed that I could be speaking to the world, nations of the world, all at the same time. Hello, Africa. Hello, Asia. Hello, Mexico. Hello, South America. Hello, Caribbean. Hello, Italy. Hello, Germany. Hello, Israel. Oh, my goodness. But now I realize that I'm moving into the fourth dimension, the dimensions of dreams and visions, and that I can go any place in the world from this one geographical location. And that is a breakout. A breakthrough is where you're using your energies, trying to make things happen, trying to raise funds, trying to get a new idea. But then when you move into the fourth dimension, you get over the wall. David said, "I'm going to run through a troop, and then I'm going to leap over a wall." Once you get over the wall, that's called a breakout. Once you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, start business you never started, preach sermons you never preached, share prophetic words you've never shared before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're never too young and you're never too old. Next month, I'm going to celebrate my 75th birthday. Some of you are going to come to my birthday party. And if you want to come to my birthday party, I can send you an invitation. And you just go private message me there and give me your address, and or send me an email at DaleGeneGentry@cs.com if you'd like to have an invitation to come to my birthday party in Austin, Texas. And there's going to be a lot of people there, I believe. I think somebody's going to come. Anyhow, I just feel like I'm getting started. And I guess my major concern right now is, am I going to run out of time? Because I've got so many dreams and visions in my heart. So I'm going to start prophesying today. Are you ready? Here we go. Here we go. And if you want to leave your name and city and state, I will acknowledge you, but you got to leave your city and state, if you will. I've got prophetic words for some of you. You can make comments. I'm looking at your comments right now, and I'll try to do both. Chrissy C. from Waxahachie, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit saying today that you need to separate yourself from those who are controversial and contentious. Those who are always opposing your techniques and assignments, causing you to be double-minded with those things which you have in your heart and your spirit. Just about the time you think you're going to get going to go forward, you have all these different opinions. Now, I do believe in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That's what the Bible said. In the multitude of counsel, there's safety, but that does not mean it's direction. I believe you get a word from God, you need to have it confirmed. The Bible said a prophecy is of no private interpretation. So if I give you a word, you can take it to your pastor, take it to one of your leaders, an apostle, another well-known prophetic voice. You can get some confirmation. That is fine. And remember, it could be a now word or it could be a future word, a confirming word, a new word. So I just declare that when you hear too many voices, that can be very, very confusing. I believe that's what's happened to you, Chrissy. Now, let me share with you, when I prophesy, it's only a partial word. The Bible said we know in part and prophesy in part, so it's never a full part. When God said to me, start leading prayer on internet radio 24 hours a day, that was in 2014, that was only a partial word. I had to pray it through, walk it out. And so don't let it get confused, be confusing to you. And so it could be a partial word, but there's a lot of voices in your life. And remember, when I give a prophetic word to somebody, that could mean that that is a word for you also. You can say, I'm going to receive that word. So, Brant E. from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, you have been dwelling there for some time in that place. But there is so much in your heart for you and your wife to do. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that 2019, Pastor Brant, is going to be a year of expansion, where God is going to expand you into the athletic world as well as leading a church. You're going to lead a whole group of athletes, and you're going to combine that ministry that you have in your church with an assignment into the athletic world, and God is going to use you in a very special way. I even see you coaching a team this year. You say, can I lead a church? Can I coach a team? And can I include an assignment into the athletic world? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I just believe that the Holy Spirit is stretching the two of you this year. It's a stretching year. And God is stretching you into other areas and arenas. And I believe that the two of you, you and your wife, Brant, are being stretched today. You're walking through a new dimension. And it's the two of you. There is no limit than what the two of you can do. I bless you now. This is a year of an expansion, expanding to the right and expanding to the left. So I bless y'all. I bless you in Jesus' name. Brant and Abby, I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. They're in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And Dinah R. from Colleyville, Texas. Dinah, Gene and I love you very much. You've been our friend for so long, and we will never forget you joining us in London, England, years ago when we were ministering there. And so, Donna from Colleyville, Texas, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying to you that you definitely have a French connection. You are a person of royalty. I don't know if you speak French or not, but the French connection. That would be a title for a movie, a good title for a movie, The French Connection, because you definitely have a connection with France, and you are a person of royalty, and you're going to minister to people in high places in America and France, but you are a bridge that brings some people in France and some people in America together. And I see you as a major consultant with America, those that have made connection in America and France. And I'm gonna take a stretch here to say that you and your family are gonna have a home in France as well as America. You're a definite bridge, and those in high places are gonna consult with you. Dinah, I bless you. In Jesus' name, you are a person of royalty. Hey, Nick O from Cobham, England. And Gene and I have ministered in most every place. I don't want to sound like a braggart, but most every place that that I give a prophetic word over, Gene and I have ministered there. I've ministered in Cobham, England many times. First of all, at the invitation of Martin Scott and Gerald Coates. Martin Scott and Gerald Coates. Who else? Noah Richards. And so I probably, I may have met you along the way there, but if not, I just want to say, give a shout out to everyone there in Cobham, England, which so many entertainers and British movie stars live. So, Nick, I bless you in Jesus' name. Definitely, I believe I have a definite word for you that you are an incredible producer of movies. I declare that God is giving you a connection in the movie industry, a major connection, Nick. And I believe that connection, you know, God is giving us connections. I love connections. And I believe that he's giving you connections, not only in the United Kingdom, but also in America, also in Spain, also in Germany, and also in Italy and Canada. So there's some major connections in the movie industry because you're an incredible producer. God is setting up divine appointments and divine connections for you, Nick, there in Nico in Cobham, England. I bless you in Jesus' name. And one of my spiritual grandsons, Austin Cave, from Valencia, California. Hey, good morning, Austin. I sure love you. One of the great preachers in America. And I declare in Jesus' name that you and your wife, I don't think you got married yet, but I see you and your wife pastoring a great church, leading a great church. And I see you taking over the leadership. And this could be a now word or a future word, but I see you taking over the leadership of a church where there is a vacuum. And the church has been without a pastor in a while because there have been so many incredible differences in the congregation. And I see you taking over leading a church that is deeply in debt. Deeply in debt, but they're looking for somebody to lead them out of the bondage they've been under. And so they may say, yeah, you're too young, you haven't been married long enough, et cetera, et cetera. But you're going to move to a place, Austin, where there is a vacuum. And leadership has not been set in place in some time. So, Austin, mighty man of God, you're going to pastor some great churches in America in your lifetime. I bless you, and I ask God to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Julie there from Mankato, Minnesota. Julie, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I believe that God is healing differences. And differences, there are, you are being encumbered with so many differences in your life. And it seems like, hey, will unity ever prevail? You know, the Bible said that where God finds unity, he is going to bless. And so I just declare in Jesus' name that God is going to bless you because you are coming into unity. And, you know, sometimes we cannot have our own way. Sometimes we have to defer. We have to defer or prefer. And, you know, there's been a big question about, you know, my wife, Jean, and I, Many of you know Mrs. America, but this year we're going to celebrate our 58th wedding anniversary. We were married when we were teenagers, and we first of all tried to run off and get married, but the people could see there at the county courthouse that we were not old enough. But eventually, her mom and dad, my mom and dad, agreed and signed off for us to get married. We just started out when we were teenagers. Had practically nothing, but we love each other, and we have realized that, when we first got married, it was like, Gene, you know, the Bible said you're supposed to do everything I tell you to do, and I'm the boss of this home, but we finally realized that if we were going to have a long-time marriage and be happy together, that we needed to operate by consensus. You know, I do believe that the husband, the father, is to be the leader of the home. But I believe there is a consensus. And we've even, Gene and I, over the years, when we made a move, it was not like, hey, we believe we need to make this move. We're going to go tell our kids. No, we would go and speak with our son and daughter before they got grown and said, we want you to pray about it. We feel like we're going to make a move, and we want to see if you have a piece about it. That was when we went to another church, to lead another church, or even move to another geographical location. We wanted to operate as a family by consensus. And so Gene and I, over the years, it's not like this is what I want to do, or her saying this is what I want to do, but we'd say, how do you feel about this? Let's pray about it. And we would not do it unless we both came into agreement. The only major time that I remember that I didn't agree with my wife is when I hired a certain person to be the administrator of a Christian school I was giving oversight to. Gene said, I don't have a piece about that young lady. Don't bring her on as administrator. I said, well, I believe I'm going to do this. I did, and it wasn't good. It was a problematic situation. So from now on, I've learned to say, Gene, let's pray about this. And then we just wait until we have a consensus on that. So I just believe, Julie, that God is going to work in your life there in Mankato, Minnesota. I believe that's where the little house on the prairie operated at one time, Mankato. I believe that you're going to operate in consensus, and God is going to be able to move forward what he's called you to do. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Sandra S. from Roswell, New Mexico. Sandra, Gene and I, we love you very much. What a wonderful young lady you are. And we haven't been back to minister in Roswell, although we do have an open invitation. We were there for 5 years. And Sandra, we love you. And we know that God has a wonderful plan for you and Frank. We bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, you know, I love New Year's, because this is a new year, and we can leave some things back in 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. Leave it behind. And there's a lot of people that bring baggage into a new year. So leave your baggage back there, what could have been, what might have been, what should have been. And bring your dreams and your visions and your prophecies and your promises into a new year. So I'm encouraging you to do that, Sandra. And I believe it's a whole new season for your life. And you have played a very supportive role. But you are a very project-oriented person. I believe there is a new assignment for you, Sandra, this year. It's a new project. And it's going to take some finances, but that's okay. There's some finances that have been put back for a rainy day, and I believe it's raining right now. You know, that's what happened to me one time. Gene and I were putting back some money for a rainy day, and all of a sudden there was a need came up, and we heard the Holy Spirit say, it's raining. So we took the money and invested in that assignment. So I believe there's some money's been put back for something else that you were planning on using for something else you're going to use for this new project that God wants you to get involved in. And it's not just going to be a local project. It's going to be a translocal project. And it's going to involve in areas that there's very little habitation in, very little going on in. And, you know, there's an emphasis on where Jesus was born, O little town of Bethlehem. And he grew up in a little town called Nazareth. And so your assignment, your sales, your representation is going to be in small areas, not the major city areas, but in small areas where it seems like there is, it's just kind of a desert place, but God is going to work and he's going to work. It's your turn now. You've supported a lot of others, Sandra. It's your turn. So we bless you in Jesus' name. And, wow, Susie C. from Oklahoma City, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time for you to step up and others will step up with you. You step up and others are going to step up with you. Okay? Step up and others will step up with you. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Jeremy S. there from Midland, Texas. Thank you for joining me today. Jeremy, I bless you in the name of the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there is too much on your plate. There is, and God is taking you through a process of elimination. You know, sometimes we can just get so much going and so much on our plate that is very, that we lose definite direction. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Pastor Jeremy there in Midland, Texas, that you need to realize that God is taking you through a process of elimination. And, I believe that he is downsizing you so that you can expand. So you can expand. And I just declare that God is giving you a time to eliminate some things that are going on in your life, in your family, in your church, in your ministry, and your assignment, because it just seems too big. It seems overwhelming. And sometimes you get up, and I'm just speaking now by the Holy Ghost, not by any conversation with you, of course, but I'm just speaking by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you get up and you just feel like you're overwhelmed. That can happen. I remember I had a friend that worked with one of the leading ministers in America. If I spoke his name, everyone would know who it was. But he said this man that he worked with would get so overwhelmed that he would go to bed for 3 days at a time, cover up his head, and would not get up for 3 days because he was so overwhelmed. That can happen to any of us. But I declare over you, Pastor Jeremy, that you've got to go through the process of elimination and know what is profitable for you and what is unprofitable in Jesus' name. I'm even taking a look right now myself here in my 52nd year of full-time ministry. What am I going to do? And Gene and I are working our way through this process of elimination to know what we need to eliminate so that we can give ourselves to things that we need to be giving ourselves to and not feel overwhelmed. Father, I pray for people that just feel overwhelmed today. They feel overwhelmed. They've got too much on their plate. And they feel like this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. But sometimes we can just be overwhelmed with opportunities. I pray for you right now. I pray for you, Pastor Jeremy, and others that are listening or watching today in Jesus' name. Here on BPNradio.com and Facebook Live, I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't be discouraged by the process of elimination. Sometimes God says you do it, and there are sometimes other people help you out, and you say, "My God, what happened there?" Well, somebody helped me out. So I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, and I pray for you, John S. there in Indiana. I've ministered there. I've ministered in Midland. I've ministered in Indiana. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to bow out from this atmosphere of confusion. Now, remember, if I prophesy over you, it may be something you're praying about or thinking about, or maybe something you would like to have a word about, but it may be just something that that maybe you had not been considering, but you're considering it now. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And John, it's just time for you to say, I'm going to bow out of this spirit of confusion, because, you know, God is not the author of confusion, and he cannot work where there's an atmosphere of confusion. So I'm saying the Lord is saying, bow out of that spirit of confusion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Donna there from Fort Worth, Texas, I believe that God is, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's somebody that is in your place. And you are not to remove that person, but you may have to pray that person out, or you may just have to wait until that person steps aside. Sometimes we try to push or pull when God says, let me handle that situation. So I have that word for you, Donna, and I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Let's see who else I'm going to pray for. Boy, I feel excited today. I feel the Holy Spirit is just ministering to us in a very, very special way. In Jesus' name. Hey, David in Modesto, California, you've been a longtime listener, and I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you'll find your place. God is giving you your place, and sometimes you say, well, Lord, where is my place? Where am I supposed to be? And how is it supposed to work out? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you need to look up. Look up. Lift up your head, David, and begin to look beyond your present world, beyond what is happening in your life. Why don't you look up in Jesus' name? And I'm so thankful to have Cheryl Ortiz on with me. She's our national prayer coordinator. And Cheryl has just moved from Oklahoma to Texas. She's made a transition from Oklahoma to Texas. And I crossed the Red River. Gina, I crossed the Red River a long time ago. I'm still an Oklahoma Sooner fan, but I've lived in Texas now longer than I lived in Oklahoma. Welcome to Texas, Cheryl. I just believe in the name of Jesus. Boy, this is so strong in my spirit that you have been a coordinator, national coordinator for Breakout Ministries, for Breakout Prayer Network. But I know that this year BPN Radio is going worldwide. We've been worldwide for several years. We've had over 170 different nations that have joined us now in our fifth year of broadcasting. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that we're going to have a worldwide prayer center, and it's going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wow! I can't believe I'm making this announcement, but I am. I'm making an announcement. The power of an announcement. There's, glory to God, Riki Brote, Shara Brote, Lara Burimi, Itisikata Arabaata. Some of you have never made a public announcement about what you're going to do, and as a result, you've kept it secret, you've kept it quiet. You know, when a woman realizes she's pregnant, sometimes she wants to keep it secret. No, you've got to tell everybody when you're going to get married. You say, I'm going to get married, I'm going to tell the whole world. The power of an announcement. So I'm announcing today that we're moving from a national prayer center to a world prayer center. And in the natural, I can't believe I'm making this announcement, but I am. We're going to have a world prayer center, and it's going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Cheryl Ortiz has moved. I've not discussed this with Cheryl. I've not discussed this. But I'm making it public that we're going to have a World Prayer Center, and it's going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we are going to have a physical facility. You say, are you moving to Dallas-Fort Worth? No, I don't have any plans to do that. I'm here in Austin, Texas, but I'm saying the World Prayer Center is not going to be in Austin. It's going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Oh, my Lord, what am I saying? Sometimes you just have to go public with what God has put in your heart. I believe that's a word for a lot of people that are watching this program today live on Dale Gentry Facebook page, or you may be listening to bpnradio.com. You've clicked the listen button, and wow, you say, how is this going to happen? Listen to me. When you prophesy, you create your worlds. And the Bible said, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Do you understand what I'm saying? You create your world by the words that you speak. And the level of faith that you're at is the level by which you declare to other people. I mean, you can declare yourself, we're going to have a world prayer center. You can say that to yourself or say it to your husband or wife, say it to your family. But when you say it to the whole world, boy, that level of faith begins to expand. So I'm making an announcement today that we're no longer having just a national prayer center, which we never even had a physical facility, but we're going to have a world prayer center. It's going to be located in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, and it's going to be a physical center where people can come and pray. We're going to have prayer day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. There's going to be people praying day and night. Now, not everybody that wants to be a part of our breakout prayer network can come there, but there will be people that will be physically there, and there will also be people that will joining those who physically pray, and we will have prayer 24 hours a day, and I can't say anything else. But Cheryl Ortiz, God is going to use you. You've been such a faithful woman. For over 6 years, she's been helping me put out daily prayers. She's been serving as a national prayer coordinator, and she thought she was moving to the Dallas-Fort Worth area so she could be near her kids and grandkids. And she's gonna be near her kids and grandkids, but she's there on assignment. She's gonna be in charge of a world prayer center, and BPN Radio, we are now declaring that we are worldwide radio. You realize that we are now, the world has come to our doorstep? You realize the world has come to our doorstep? And I'm prophesying over you today that many of you, the world is coming to your doorstep. And the world is coming to you, and some of you are going to the world. But God is saying, I want to enlarge and expand. We have only a short window of opportunity to operate with religious liberties, the religious liberties that we have at this moment in time. Hallelujah. 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 I think I'm going to drink my Spark. If any of you don't know about Spark, it's incredible. It's an incredible drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Just Google Spark. It's an incredible drink for your throat, and it's healthy too. While I'm talking here today, I want to give a shout out for Rosemary McWilliams, who's a member of Breakout Radio Church, and she joins us here on BPN. She's a member of our team. She's written this intercessory prayer journal, and every one of you need to order this. You can get it through Google or Amazon. Amazon, R.K. McWilliams, Intercessory Prayer Journal. And I the Holy Spirit just spoke to me to write my things in a book. And I've got all of these names written, prayer requests, prophetic words. I recommend this prayer journal. I keep it in my prayer room. Rosemary McWilliams, R.K. McWilliams. I don't know if I'm showing it to you properly or not. I don't know if you can see that. Write it down. Jeremiah 30:2 says, write it down. Write it in a book. Oh, the power of an announcement. I just made an announcement about what we're going to do at Breakout Prayer Network, Breakout Ministries, bpnradio.com. Whew, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makes me want to go in and shave my mustache. Hey, Becky in from Chicago. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me on Facebook Live today. I'll be on every Tuesday on Facebook Live. Hey, Becky. Becky in from Chicago, Illinois. The doors are opening for you. You're a college professor. Now, I don't know if it's a now word or a future word, but the education doors are opening for you. It's just going to be amazing. Amazing what God is going to do in your life in the realm of education. I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you want to get sparked, just contact Ian or Allison Kieber. That is that's my favorite drink while I'm doing radio, BPN radio. And Gene brings my spark in. I get it from Ian and Allison Kieber. And it helps my speaking voice. Hallelujah. Tim, let me know where you're from so I can pray for you in Jesus' name. And I want to pray for Casey. Wow. Let's see. Casey's from Alaska. Casey, you're a woman of great faith. You're a woman of great boldness. Make some announcements. Why don't you just get on Facebook or wherever and just declare what God is doing in your life in 2019. There are some of you that are only one step away from God using you in a very special way, and that is making an announcement. And Cheryl Ortiz, she's already made an announcement concerning the World Prayer Center. We're going to have a World Prayer Center, a physical prayer center. We'll broadcast from there as well, a physical prayer center in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's all I'm going to tell you right now, because that's about all the information. And Anna M. from Dallas, Texas, I bless you. I bless you there in Jesus' name. Anna, in the name of the Lord, I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you have, in days gone by, you have tried to disqualify yourself. Disqualify yourself. And you must say in your heart, I will not be disqualified. I will not allow anyone to disqualify me. So I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Anna, you have been pre-qualified, but you've allowed other people, circumstances, or situations to disqualify you. Hey, Don A., I see you now. You're going to go public? That's great. I bless you. I encourage you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anna M. from Dallas, it's a year of decrees and declarations. Boy, there's something powerful about making the declaration. When the Holy Spirit said that you're going to go and start leading prayer over the internet 24 hours a day, I began to make that announcement. And wow. And Bill D. from West Palm Beach, Florida. He agrees. I bless you, Bill. The will of God be done in your life in Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you for joining me. And I'm looking at some of your names right now because I believe the Holy Spirit is working in some of you in a very special way. Very special way. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Misty. God bless you, Misty. And God bless you, Tim, there from Granite City. Tim and Pam. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you there in Granite City, Illinois, you guys launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. In Jesus' name. You've been trying to fit in with the... You know, you go to a certain place and there's so many boundaries, and I do believe in boundaries, but there's so many stipulations that are being put on you that you seemingly do not have the room to operate in the arena that God has given you to operate, particularly there in the area of deliverance. So many people are so bound by demonic spirits, demonic oppression, by demons, and so I believe that God is going to open up your own territory. He's going to give you ownership over a ministry that many, many people need. And I'm just saying they're going to come to you. They'll come to you. There'll be other places. There may be three or four other geographic locations you go to during the year. But it will be by your own invitation, not by somebody else's invitation. And so I bless the two of you, Tim and Pam, longtime blessing to Breakout Ministries. And hallelujah. I pray over Henry there in India. I just set myself in agreement, Henry B. I've ministered in India before. I have a spiritual daughter that has Cornerstone Ministries. And I just bless you, Henry B. I declare that God is giving great growth for your life. I know there's a lot of religious persecution going on in India. Boy, it's wonderful to be able to broadcast worldwide. So I bless you, Henry, and your work there in India, in Jesus' name. Hey, Natasha, I bless you, Natasha, in Jesus' name. I ask the Holy Spirit to bless you in the name of Jesus, you and your husband, your family. Hallelujah. I just declare that you have such a gentle spirit, and the Lord is you have ears to hear. You have incredible ears to hear and heart to receive, and God is working through you in a very special way, and He has designed a special secret place for you to go and pray. There's a wonderful work for you guys to do, and that stirring in your spirit, it cannot be denied. I believe it's a new day in your life, Natasha. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, Jana. Jana W. there, the state of Texas, I bless you right now and I ask God to bless you in Jesus' name. I declare that God is making up for lost times. For lost time. He's making up for lost time in your life. Hey, Michelle P., Brent and Michelle, longtime friends, and Brent and Michelle have led worship for us years ago, our friends at Oklahoma. What a wonderful couple. I just believe that God is at work in your life. And there is a completion stage that is taking place. God is bringing things together. And you guys have been very faithful to do the will of God, and I just declared that there's been some missing pieces, and God is bringing those missing pieces together and fitting. It's like a big puzzle, but He's fitting things together this year in order to bring about the assignment and the desires of your heart. You cannot, Brent and Michelle, you cannot ignore the desires of your heart. And sometimes those desires get so deeply rooted and so embedded that hopelessness or helplessness begins to set in our lives. And that is what happens. So many people die with dreams inside of them or die with visions inside of them. Don't do it. Don't do it. Take that step of this year of saying we are going to proclaim our vision. We are going to give expression. You know, your dream needs expression. Your dream needs expression. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me years ago. You're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. How could I do that? I was raised in a little town, Comanche, Oklahoma, and about the farthest I'd ever been was from Comanche, Oklahoma to Paducah, Texas, 157 miles away. But I began to give expression to my dreams. I began to say, I'm going to travel all over the world and do great exploits for God. I remember going to the airport in Oklahoma City, pretending I was going to get on a plane. I had no ticket. I had no invitation. I had no money to buy the ticket. But I went out there pretending I was going to get on that airplane. And one day it happened. I went out to that airport, got on a plane, and Gene and I flew to Jamaica. And that just started it. And so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to walk out that dream, that vision. You're going to have to give expression. I know I'm preaching a little bit now, but my daddy, when I was first started preaching, he said to me, son, if you can't preach good, he said, I want you to preach loud. And so I did. And so every once in a while, I start preaching loud. I have to give expression. So I'm telling you, you've got to give expression to your dream, your vision. And sometimes it's a prophecy. Some of you are waiting, well, maybe Dale Gentry will give me a word. Maybe so-and-so will give me a word. Maybe she'll give me a word. Maybe he'll give me a word. Maybe Allison will give me a word. Maybe Rhonda will give me a word. Maybe they will. But sometimes God just puts something in our heart, and we have to give expression. And if we don't give expression, it will get embedded. Embedded. Have you ever had a tooth that was embedded? It just wouldn't come out. There had to be some type of expression in order to get that embedded tooth out. That's what's happened to some of your dreams and visions. Those dreams and visions have become so embedded, and you are so fearful to say anything. You're so fearful. You're afraid. What if somebody does not agree? So what? What if they don't? What if they misunderstand me? So what? What if they say, my hands are moving now, I got to put my water down. What if they say you don't have the education? Or what if they say you're not qualified? Or what if they say that is not possible? Say it anyhow. Say it anyhow. Declare it. Decree it. Decree it. Whether people believe it or not. Decree it. Declare it. Don't let the dream and the vision get embedded, so deeply rooted that it dies there. It needs life. And what does it need? It needs your words, your pronouncements, your announcement. Well, I need to give a station break here. And I'm going to try to find a station break that I can play. And I think I have found it. So Allison Keeber, who will be on Thursday on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live, she is she's going to give a station break here, and then we'll be right back.
This is Allison Keeber, reminding you that you are listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe.
Okay, thank you very much, Allison Keeber. And she'll be on Thursday, Facebook Live. And she's an incredible, incredible woman of God. And she's got an incredible anointing. So you can join her on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live on Thursday. And on Friday, you can join another one of my spiritual daughters, and let me get her little card here, Rhonda Kinzer. And she's great. She's greatly anointed. And her husband, Delvin, of course, is our news director, and he'll be on when I'm off today with news. And so you don't want to miss that. But Rhonda Kinzer is on every Friday. She also does biblical counseling. And you don't have to walk through storms of your life alone. And I highly and fully endorse the ministry of Rhonda Kinzer. She not only hosts the Friday program here on BPNRadio.com, 10 a.m. Central Time, but she's also a consultant. And she is a firm believer in the truth that prayer changes things. Sometimes people need more. They need someone to come alongside them during hard-to-handle and difficult seasons in their life. For 20 years, she's partnered with the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word to help women find His rest in the midst of life's storm. If you're going through a storm, it's your marriage, your children, your emotions, whatever it is, you can have a confidential voice, and Rhonda is incredible. She has a master's degree in psychology counseling psychology, and you can call her 620-482-6180. You must be 18 years or older, and you must be a lady. She only ministers to women 18 years or older, or you can just go to Facebook, Rhonda Kinzer, K-I-N-S-E-R, if you need some help there. She'll be on Friday as well, and there's her brochure. I don't know if you can see that or not. You're listening to BPNRadio.com, and this is Prophetic Tuesday. Oh, wow. We got a few more minutes? Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Thank you for your comments on Facebook Live today. Appreciate you sharing these comments. Thank you, Regina. Regina R., you're faithful. Zena MG, I believe I had a word for you today that I wrote down some names. And I'm going to see. Yeah, from Tioga, Louisiana. And yeah, I'm going to share a word that I have for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just believe, I believe over you, Zena, when I see you in the spirit, you just have incredible gifts and talents to speak publicly. I see you standing and promoting. I see you serving as an announcer. I see you serving as a program host. I even hear your voice one day on bpnradio.com. You know, some of you have an opportunity to bpnradio.com. Some of you have an opportunity to preach, and you can do that every Sunday on bpnradio.com. And all you have to do, of course, is contact Rick Gentry. We do have places where people can preach, even if you're not experienced preacher, or maybe you're a seasoned preacher. All you have to do is contact my son, Rick Gentry, and that's an opportunity. That's a preaching opportunity for 30 minutes every week. You can preach across America and around the world. And all you have to do is go to rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. I'm going to give you his number, 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. You say, well, I'd like to have a voice. Well, you can. Zena, I just tell you that you are an you're going to go very public with your giftings and talents and abilities, and your ability to communicate is quite awesome. So I bless you right there in Jesus' name. Amen. Michelle P. said, I hit the nail on the head. Boy, it's good to hit the nail on the head. Sometimes we say, oh, that's a good word, or I'm not sure about that word. Hey, Blessy B. Blessy B. I bless you in Jesus' name. And from Kingsboro, Texas, in the name of the Lord, I declare in Jesus' name that your heart of compassion, God has given you an enlarged heart. I'm not talking about a physical enlarged heart, but he's given you an enlarged heart where you just have this great compassion to reach out and help people in a major way. It's going to be incredible how God brings these openings to you. That's why every day I pray for divine appointments and divine connections. It's amazing the doors that God can open. I wrote down some names of people I'm going to give. Have a word for you. I'm going to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Rebecca and Jeremiah. Rebecca and Jeremiah B. from Blairsville, Georgia. I bless the two of you. And God is bringing you into a very safe place in order to birth the dreams and visions that he has placed in your heart. A very safe place. Anthony and Deborah C. from Visalia, California. I have a lot of family members in Visalia. And I want to give a shout out to all of my friends in that particular area. Mike and Mark and Tammy Wallace. I want to bless y'all. I love you guys. And the church there in Dinuba, California. Anthony and Deborah, the blessings of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. It is God's will. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say over you, it's God's will that you prosper, but not the prosperity that is bringing your life is not going to be contaminated with a lot of sorrow. And sometimes we see there's opportunities financially that come our way, but you know there's going to be a lot of trouble, a lot of conflict, a lot of confrontations, a lot of sorrow. So my word for you is the Lord makes rich, but he adds no sorrow with it, no sorrow with it. And so I bless the two of you in the name of Jesus. And hey, Donna, there in Hilliard, Ohio, I have a word for you in the name of Jesus. And I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I declare that God is at work in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, as I pray for you right now in Jesus' name, that you have been trying to posture, you've been trying to posture your own assignment. I mean, you have these wonderful bits and pieces, but your mind is active all the time. You're always thinking about what you could do, how you could do it, and sometimes your mind is getting in your way. And so prophecy must take dominion over your mind, over your thought pattern. So let your mind rest. I've discovered that revelation comes out of rest. When I'm really trying to figure things out with my mind, when I'm really trying to work it out with my mind, then it's very difficult for me to hear from God, to hear the word of the Lord. But when I rest, when I let my spirit rest, then I begin to get this revelation. Then I write it down and I speak it. So here's the process, okay? Are you ready for this? You hear something, you hear a word from the Lord, and then you see it. You see what you hear, and then you say what you are seeing and hearing, okay? And then you have to do something. Faith without works is dead, being alone. And so you hear something, you see something, you say something, and you do something. So I heard the voice of the Lord say, you're going to travel all over the world and do great exploits. Now Gene and I have been to, I don't know how many nations we've been to, 25, 30, 35 nations, the two of us. I don't know for sure, but we've been to nations of the world. But I had to say it, and then I begin to see myself traveling, and then I begin to say it. That is so important to make an announcement. And if you make it just to yourself or make it to your companion, that's fine. But if you begin to make it to your city or your church or make it to the world. You know, my daddy, when I was small, he said to me, son, you're going to be a worldwide evangelist. Well, that was difficult. But eventually I began to say I'm going to be worldwide. And here I am on this Tuesday, the eighth day of January. I am worldwide. Just gave a word to somebody in India and people of other nations. And I believe that you can go citywide, you can go churchwide, you can go townwide, you can go countywide, you can go statewide, you can go nationalwide, or you can go international wide. You could go worldwide if that is what God wants you to do. Hey, Debbie B. From Israel. Good to have you joining me today. And thank you for giving us reports about what God is doing in Israel. All the way in Israel and different nations of the world. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know that I'm going to run out of time here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm just so excited because, I just thought, am I supposed to do this another year? Maybe I could just turn it over to somebody else. But that fire begins to burn in my belly when I begin to hear people talk about the word of the Lord and need a word from God. Hey, Pastor Brad from Woodward, Oklahoma. Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. More than one vision is a division. There is coming a day when your leaders must declare concerning your vision, we are all in. We're all in. And there's a demarcation coming where there's no more that your congregation does not operate with two visions. You say, should you be seeing this public? Well, I guess I am. I guess I'm doing it. And so there's coming a demarcation when a certain people group can have to say, no, we're it's not our vision and your vision, it's your vision. You know, a church has to operate out of vision of the pastor, not out of the deacon's vision or just the other elder's vision. It has to operate out of a vision. God calls a man or a woman to lead a church. And the church, I know the pastor can consult the pastor, but there can only be one leader in a church. And that may offend somebody, but when you get to be 74 years old, you really don't care about that. And so where there's multiple voices leading a congregation, leading a church, that can't work. And so it's got to operate out of one vision. So I have a vision at bpnradio.com. I have a vision at Breakout Ministries, and I'm so thankful to have a group of people, a team of people that are operating out of my vision. Now, they share things that are very helpful, but anything that operates out of more than one vision is a division. It's a division. So I declare, Pastor Brad, that there's going to come a day that people, if you're going to move forward, they're going to have to say, we're all in. We're all in. Okay? Okay. We're all in. All right. All right. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just looking at some of the comments. Aloisa, God bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in the name of the Lord. And I bless you there, Michael and Kathy. I bless the two of y'all. And y'all have a pioneer spirit. Y'all are pioneers. Yes, you are. And God is going to open up something. Hey, Patricia H., I want to pray for your daughter. I'm going to pray for your daughter right now who needs a job and anybody else that needs a job. Father, I pray for Patricia H., who's joining us today. Her daughter needs a job. I pray for those that are out of work. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, I pray in Jesus' name for a good job. In Jesus' name. Alicia there in Yukon, Oklahoma, I pray for you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And sometimes you have felt in your lifetime that you just don't fit. You don't fit. Maybe in your school, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe with different people. You say, I just don't know that I'm a fit. God is bringing you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you that God, Alicia, is bringing you into a perfect fit. A perfect fit in the name of Jesus. A perfect fit in the name of the Lord. What's a good word? That's probably a word for somebody else. A perfect fit in Jesus' name. I just really appreciate those of you that are joining me today here on bpnradio.com. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some more people put in your names. I want to give some. Hey, Scott A. I'm just going to call your name. Scott A. There in Apopka, Florida. Mighty Street Evangelist. I bless you, Scott, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The streets of America can no longer contain you. I declare the streets of other nations. The streets of other nations are calling your name, and they're saying to you, Scott, would you come to our city? Would you come to our town? And I believe that God is going to begin to give you names of towns and cities, streets. I mean, not just the town or the city, but even the street. And you're gonna see it like maybe the ticker tape on the bottom of a television screen. The bottom of a TV screen, you can be watching it television, and on the bottom there's this little ticker tape, and there's going to be times that you'll not even be able to pronounce the name of the town or the city. Don't worry about the name of the nation. It's the town or the city, because they're praying for somebody to come, somebody that has a soul winning anointing, somebody that has an anointing for evangelism. And they're calling your name. And sometimes you won't even be able to pronounce the name. You'll have to spell it out. It's going to be like the Holy Spirit just going to spell it out for you. Scott, mighty man of God, I bless you now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I bless you in the name of the Lord. And I want to pray for Linda. From Vernon, British Columbia, Canada. I want to give a shout out to all of my Canadian friends. Jean and I have ministered on many occasions in Canada. We love you Canadians. And I just want to bless you, Lynn and Vernon, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just see you like, here's what I see you doing. It may be a downward or a future word, but I see the two of you as like hopscotch. You're jumping from one place to another, and it's not long-term assignments. It's short-term assignments. And you are going to certain places for a short amount of time. It's just a short-term assignment. And so I bless you, Lynn and Vernon. Hallelujah. God has put something very special in your heart. It's unusual, and it may be very difficult. It may be very difficult for some people to get their heads around. My alarm is going off, but I'm going to go about 5 more minutes here. So I bless you, Lynn and Vernon in British Columbia, Canada. I have a word for you, Elliot and Jenny M. from Lafayette, Louisiana. You know, a vision or a dream will consume you. Did you know that? And other people, they may not understand that you have this great passion in your heart. And when you try to explain it to them, they just look sometimes in bewilderment. And that's why that we need to be connected to people that hear what we are hearing and see what we are seeing. And they say, I can hear that, or I can see that. And how can I help you? There's some of you, like Elliot and Jenny, there's some of you that have this great passion, but other people can't see it. When I first started the prophetic ministry, I had a friend of mine that attended one of my prophetic sessions, and afterwards he came to me and said, "Dale, I never saw you doing that." And it's like he was bewildered. And Elliot and Jenny M. from Lafayette, there are people that are going to be bewildered at what you're saying, what you're declaring, the vision that you're speaking to them. They're going to be very bewildered. And they're going to have this strange look on their face. And they just may shake their head, or they don't get it. But God will connect you through divine appointments and divine connections. He will connect you to people that will say, I can see that. Yeah, I can see you doing that. And they may even say, and how can I help you? How can I join you? How can I make this come to pass for you? How can I work with you? Or how can I invest in that? How can I encourage you in that? In Jesus' name. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible said in the book of Acts, and everybody, all those apostles, they went to their own company. You got to have a company of people that believe in you, that dream with you. Huh? You can't be connected to people all the time that are shaking your head and say, I don't see that. But God will give you special connections. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. So I bless you. I bless you, May M.M. in Windermere, Florida. I bless you. I'm going to give you all prophecies next week. Jessica A. from Baytown, Texas. Patty R. from Spokane, Washington. Ramona W. from Moore, Oklahoma. Amber H.A. from Brentwood, California, next week at the top of the list. Stacy from Houston, Texas. Tracy O. from Donovan, Missouri. Shay L. from Odessa, Texas. Marcelia A. from Visalia, California. Jenna from Vacaville, California. Pam G.R. from Hodgensville, Kentucky. I got y'all for next week. Victoria J. from Port Orchard, Washington. I've got you. I've run out of time. Delvin Kinzer, he's ready to do the news. Don't forget today, Delvin Kinzer is going to be next with the news. And remember that this broadcast will be repeated at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com. And it's going to be on all day long on my Facebook page. Remember that I'll be back tomorrow with Dale Allison. He's from Georgia, and we're going to be talking about things that's going to be very pertinent to church and business leaders. And then on Thursday, Allison Kieber will be on Facebook Live and bpnradio.com. Rhonda Kinzer on Friday, and then of course I'll be back next Tuesday. I've got some people at the top of my list, but also, Rao, I got to take a drink of my Spark here. And, wow, that's great. It's been great having you listening here on BPNRadio.com. I want to thank Aldeona Pachuca, who works with me here, and I want to thank Ruth Gentry, our station manager, and all of those that help sponsor BPNRadio.com. If you'd like to be a monthly partner, we need monthly partners, just go to BPNRadio.com, BPNRadio.com, and click on the donate button. BPNRadio.com, click on the donate button. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Yeah.
Heaven right now. God, we ask for your healing waters to flow in this place tonight. God, would you open up the windows of heaven and would you flood our hearts with your healing power? Oh God, we ask for you tonight. God, would you heal the brokenhearted? God, would you restore the broken things? Only you, God. Only you are the healer. Only you, God, we turn our eyes towards you. Oh, God, send your healing waters in this place. Can you ask him tonight? Send your rain, God. Would you just flood this place tonight? Oh, God, would you heal, God, the brokenhearted tonight? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command, with the court of high heaven watching over me. In the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
His wonderful I'm laying out all the pieces of my life. On the altar, I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm with you.
And stand forever.
Singing.